Continuing from yesterday, we have three lines left of the root text of this section, and they read, "For this reason, their views are somewhat true and mostly false. Since the Majjhimaka tradition realizes that the true nature is free of mental elaboration and that its mode of appearing is dependent arising, it is completely true."
Jokur jentar loma tiser Tunta Koma latuna uma jokur jentar loma resum Junti tiser na trunta sosutava teda Junze dinjan Ta trunta sosutemba nintin bagure Junze dinian Parcher medema manga Medema mangre Pena Seda Mavatan Dodi Benije Sidon Dember Kelamare Sidon Ke Dember Kelamate Simsam Lola Sidon Dem Dembare Take into Simsam Lola Tanda Zunze Nijitombe Ranrik Dendrop Do Kelamate Oma Belola Medimbare Take into Ranji below the Tony Tonjang Namga Tower K Lembate, Tanjur below the Medimbari, Triba the Trago. Tatendrao, Uma Uma, the Junze, then by your inner young Parcher Medimbaris, Medimba Manger, Parcher Medimba Manga. Then at that, then by the carre. He looked, said Jete, he looked and ne looked down, ne long tartok de guare. He looked to draw and he looked and he looked at Yopa, Mepa, Nika, Nimi. Now I don't know what to do, but I'm going to do it. 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 He looked to draw and Tanjurji Lola, Rantong Lola, Taban Tartopati, Tundan Tartopati, to draw it. Yin Tong Lola, the new Wesare, Yin Duma Sepe Wesare, Uma Yin Tong Lola Tundamte, Tongjang San Yang Mare, Tuba Hiatsan Yang Mare, Yin Yin Sijate, Tundamji Yin Chutamje Nelo, De Caresena, Duma Sepe Wosarva, Yin Duma Sepe Wosarva. Duma says it is the same thing. Ying Ying Deber Hikinibo, the Jujin Len Deber, Duma Sere. Duma says some Marie, who serve Wesare. Wesar Nansor Tinjing Deber and Jung Rang Ying Nansor the Jujin Tender So Sanjerang Ying Chetawa Yendo Manor Bartoko Serna. Tamche denba ne omelok de. Tene kunzok dan tundan tamche de denba de omelok sore. Oma rantong dan, tanda rantong ke tawan tartuk tuda dan yin tong ke tawan tartuk weser de, de denba re esi gano, raba. Tundam deyang denba re, kunzok jujin tende cho sanje, njok sore deyang denba. Denba de. Tandun dortin le. Sera matang dote tan nanjur chepe yon namso chunze din dam din yi tamche denpa omelo hisomso.
So today we're going to start right in with the commentary on these three lines. The text begins by saying that most, which means that the three traditions other than the Middle Way School, fall into the extremes of superimposition and denial. And this is the idea that from the point of view of each school, the one that precedes it or the one that is below it has fallen into extremes. For example, the Vaivashikas and the Sautantikas both accept or assert the truth or the reality of external appearances or external objects. And this is not accepted by the mind-only school, which therefore says that these two schools are guilty of falling into extremes. The mind-only school does, however, accept the truth or reality of self-awareness that is without or empty of an apprehending subject and apprehended objects. This is not accepted by the Middle Way School, which therefore says that the mind-only school is also guilty of falling into extremes. Within the Middle Way Schools, the Svatantrika assert or accept an absolute emptiness or a simple emptiness like space. And this is not accepted by the Prasangika School, which therefore would view the Svatantrika as falling into an extreme. And, okay, then I think I got it back to the text. Yeah, that was as far as I go. Okay. So, while it is true, because it is true, that these schools, other than the final schools of the Middle Way, fall into extremes, while there is some truth in each presentation, they are mostly wrong. And the actual, what we accept to be actually true, what we accept to be a correct presentation of the view that is without error, that is not a mixture of right and of correct and incorrect, is the two presentations which characterize the summit of the Middle Way School. The one being the presentation of the Prasangika branch of the Rongtong school, and the other being the presentation of the Shentong. The first of these is said, the nature, or the manner of the nature, is freedom from elaboration, or the absence of elaboration. Elaboration here refers to mental elaborations or concepts, and the absence of elaboration refers to the fact that the nature in itself cannot be correctly viewed as existence, non-existence, as both existence and non-existence, or as neither existence nor non-existence. It cannot be viewed also as a nothingness. And this description of the nature as beyond elaboration, as beyond any form of elaboration whatsoever, is considered to be a correct or authentic presentation of absolute truth from the point of view of the empty of self or Rongtong school. Then the way this is viewed in the Shentong or empty of other tradition is that this ultimate nature, this absolute truth, is an expanse that is a non-composite or uncompounded luminosity. Expanse here means the expanse which is the nature of all things. And the a meaning of this term is that this is not simply the pacification or removal of elaborations. It is not simply it's not simply a removal of elaborations, and therefore it is characterized as luminosity. When it says that it is not composite or not compounded, it means that this luminosity, this nature, this expanse, does not arise in dependence upon or from causes and conditions of any kind. So these two presentations of absolute truth, of Dundam, as the as being beyond elaboration and as being this luminosity, are accepted as authentic. And as well, in the Middle Way School, there is a presentation of relative truth that we consider to be accurate, which is the fact that in the Middle Way School, relative things are recognized to be of the nature that they are, which is to say, interdependent arisings that are mere appearance. In other words, the manner of appearance is interdependent arising. And so therefore, what's being said here is that the Madhyamaka tradition is correct, ultimately, in its presentation of the Dundam absolute truth and Kunzo relative truth, and specifically that there are these two ways that Dundam absolute truth can be viewed: the ultimate view of the empty of self school, which is that it is beyond elaboration, and the ultimate view of the empty of other school, which is that it is a luminosity beyond elaboration. Then, so therefore, the Madhyamaka tradition is considered to be totally correct and without error, not a mixture like the others. And then a text is quoted from, which is called a brief presentation of the view. And it says that in the treatises of the Vaibhashikas, the Sautrantikas, and the Yogacharas, there is a slight truth and a lot of untruth. That which is all truth is the Middle Way tradition. Here, Yogacara refers to the mind-only school, the Citta Matra.
ဒေဝတိတွင်တာဒုနာတဏံဘလောလာခသံကေပယင်တော့တံဘုထိပ္ပမေမ္ပတံထိပ္ပချင်းပုညေရေထိပ္ပမေမ္ပလာညင်တိစေရမဝတံဒိုတေပစေညေဝရေထိချင်းလာဆေမ္ဇံတံဥမညေရေဒိနေတွင်တာတေတာကေ Jokchor karchi ki to tundan denpa to kunzup denpa jokchor re. Tundan denpa to kunzup denpa jokchor de. Trumta oma namso chunze denpa yona yang dini tartok mayinpa, denpa mayinpa mambu yuwa re. De tamche denpa kunzup jin jokchor ta tundan jin jokchor tamche denpa de oma oma tanjur ji log tang
If the contents of this commentary that we've just gone over are summed up, then there are the following. The first way we divide Buddhist teaching is into the Hinayana and the Mahayana. And as we've seen, the Hinayana can be divided into the Vaibhashika and Sautrantika presentations, and the Mahayana into the mind-only and middle way presentations. The most important point of each of these schools is how they present absolute truth and relative truth. And as we have seen, while there is some truth in the presentations of, unfortunate, while there is some accuracy in the presentations of absolute and relative truth on the part of the first three schools, ultimately they are a little wrong, or there is a lot of inaccuracy. That which is all true, that which is without inaccuracy in presentation of absolute and relative truths, are the two traditions, the two ultimate traditions of the Middle Way School, the Prasangika and the Shentong.
Tam Jupal Tupan Tani Sertan Chitan Tani Ser Sijitan Tani Sertoram Tani Letor Soram Tani Pansor Tela Nene Jupal Tupan Tani Jupa Julam Tupan Tani Sertan Tabal Tupan Tani Sertor Niobare Tani Letambo Jupal Tupan Tani Sertorne Jikten log ye teme drupe tung. Kunsang chuna mebar ke langa kundep jantar long hien. Jikten log ye satan, jikten pa loksor je teme drupe. Tema si jit kar re, tema si jit mlobe hipa la tema si gre. Tema lumi jin hiba sombar. Luma mepe hiba la tema sigri chitam. Ta Tiang di kapsun jikin belog ye teme trupe Kunzang chunam, Kunin yumunda, Namzang chunam, Kunzang chunam, Mepar ke lana, Kunzang chunam, Tavani mepar ke lana, Tene kundep jintar long hien. Kurban de pantal longare. Tarjan ruji lepe. Tarjan ruji le sikite. Tarjan ruji lepa. Tar lower. Tarjan ruji lepa. Lower jan ruji lepa. Pena. Malam Ravuchi, na Malam te ni jintruji lepare, Malam janavate. Tene Poji loksor la Kandre sepon tomate, Tipane, they said, make a talent, Tipane, Tipasoma, they said, though. Tayan tar jintruji lepare. Tene change a Kandre sepon no. Lungne change a Kandre mumper tomate, they said, though. Poji loksor la. Ta yenda loksor lay and dramatizer, Kandre do tata. Tarjan Ruji Lepe, De Yendo Dadu Re Nube Dadu Rakosuma.
All are so good.
Dadu Re Nube Namkala, Jason Tonga, Meton Tonga, Meto Benchar Papa Lasope, Trunam Madava Nuts over here with the second one. They can kill in your name. Tarjan Ruji Lepe, They on Tarjan Ruji Lepa. Tarjan Ruji Lepa, Lower Jan Ruji Lepa. They gained on us of Gatina and Rona, Hingdong da re tasu jog roba te yang trar jun tru jule ba isare. Tene yang chang ki kira ra zene yang trar jun tru jule pen tru nang ra mada kya ge yo bar. Marwe, trar jun tru jule pe tasu chik se na nyam nyong yijare. Trar jun tru jule pe le se jete ထာဂျင်ထူဂျီကျုံရှုပ်ပဲဇေပါလေ။ပင်နာစင်ညိခုတ်တမလန်တောင်းဝတိညိခုတ်ပကျုံကျေတဲ့နဲမလန်ထော်ရုံ။ထာဂျင်ထူဂျီလေပဲ။ကွန်ဆန်ကချွတ်တာ။ကွန်နီညုံမွန်ပတ်တာနမ်ဆန်ကချွတ်တာ။ထူဂျီလေပကွန်ဆန်ကချွတ်ရပါလေ။တန်ထူဂျီလေပကွန်ဆန်ကချွတ်တယ်လား။ရန်ဆန်နုံတန်ရမန်ဘွေရပါလေ။ ကံပရာရှိကမရစ်ဆွေနံတင်းတော်ဝ သာပငနေ မारे သာပန် မတန် တက် တိင်းဒ ဆနမ မတက် တဲ့ ရေ ရကရ တိဆနမ သာပလံငနေ မारे တဲ့ သာပလံ ညုပ ကွန်တာ ဝ ချက် ရေ တင်းတော်ဝ မတက် ကျ ထွမ် တဲ့ တပ်ပဲ ကွန်စံ ကိ ချွနမ် ကွန်နေ ညုံ မုံ ဘာ တာ နမ်စံ ကိ ချွနမ် ရေ ပါ ခေ လံ နော တင်းငနေ တင်ပါ ရေ ပါ ခေ လံ နော ဒွန် တော် ပဲ ဂျွန်တော့ဂျွန်တော့ပန်ထာညီတူလုံးဝင်ထာညီပန်ပဲတေထာညီပန်ပါထာညီလင်တဲ့ပန်ထာညီစေဘလမ်းနီကျေပပါရတဲ့စင်ပါတော့ကျေပပါရတဲ့စင်ပါတော့ဂျင်ပါချွတ်တဲ့ကျေပါ
And this has two aspects. Abandonment of the two extremes in the context of conduct, and abandonment of the two extremes in the context of view. And the first is as follows. If you assert to be non-existent the things of complete purity, complete affliction and utter purity that can be established by mundane valid cognition, then you fall into the extreme of denial. Now this term tsema or valid cognition means an undeceptive cognition, and therefore it refers to a cognition that does not fool you or mislead you. Then it says, if you assert to exist, or if you assert the existence of things of complete affliction and utter purity that are experienced through the adulteration of sudden confusion, or that are asserted by the in the systems of tenets of the Tirthikas, then you fall into the extreme of superimposition. This term, sudden confusion, refers, for example, to situations like a dream or the types of deluded physical or mental perception that are produced by physical things, such as having a disease that caused you to see a white snow mountain as yellow, which in Tibet was considered a gall problem, gallbladder problem, and maybe considered something else elsewhere, or having a wind affliction such that you would see a white snow mountain as blue, or taking Datura, or another hallucinogenic, and seeing rainbows and rains of flowers and so forth in the sky, or like when you're in a car and you look out the window and you see mountains and trees moving, or like when you're very, very drunk. So it's possible that that you have some experience of some of these things. In any case, or when you're falling asleep, that's an example that Rinpoche gave, and which, so the point here is that your cognition is somehow adulterated by one or the other of these causes. So if you accept those things as real, then that is superimposition, and also if you accept that which is asserted in the tenets of Tirthikas. Now this term Tirthika can be explained etymologically in two different ways, one of which is somewhat nasty and the other of which is somewhat complementary, and Rinpoche is suggesting that we take the complementary approach. And in that case, the term means, we could say, forders, those who get to the dock. And the dock here refers to the dock of liberation. And the idea is that just as when you're landing a boat, there has to be a dock to land on and someone to help you up, though it's not actually on land. In the same way, the approaches, the systems or religions of the Tirthikas, while they are not actually a path to liberation, may serve as a door to that path, may serve as an approach to that path. And so that is the definition of Tirthika, and to take what is asserted by Tirthikas, in other words, what Tirthikas say are mutika. What Tirthikas say is the thing. What Tirthikas say are the things of total purity, and what Tirthikas say are the things of complete affliction. To be such would be superimposition. Done. Oh, and so the avoiding the two extremes in the context of conduct is within that middle way, which is the abandonment of those two extremes that they've just been identified, to train in the cultivation of the six paramitas: generosity, discipline, patience, diligence, meditative stability, and prajna.
That's fine.
Not
it?
The new tema de la Jesus on the tema, the tongue tema looming jinzi, tema tini luma loa mepa jinzi. The new that loa mepa jinzi tema de la yin year. Munsum tema dang jiba tema year. Munsum tema de ta tang ten tig la tu ma gu pa ran yur jin char dun tong wa me ken nam chi chi ti zog jin char dun zin ba se na me ken nam chi te la zung zin wang ngun se gire na ban nam chi che ta tang ten tig la tu ma gu pa dra jin char dun zin ba se na te ne dran zin wang ngun se gire na yin nam chi che ta tang ten tig kang la tu ma gu pa Tengwen tanda ronzen wang on sigre o tanda chena ro nyung do ta tak ta nyung so de lab go ma lu je nam hi je rigza rigza ngon som de zebe sen na genjer de zebe sen na tene rigzan zebe wang on sigre rigzan zebe wang on ma se de nang hi tene yang ye je ngon som la yang zung zeng ying wu dan zeng ying wu ten zeng ying wu ro zeng zeng rong zeng ying wu rik zang zeng pe ying wu da nga re wang wu nga de ying wu nga de jio ya ge re de nga su tan da ngu som je nyam yong yo ba re ki le la wo cha ge sam
If an extensive explanation of valid cognition or tsema is given, tsema is defined as that which is undeceiving and has two varieties, what is called a direct valid cognition and inferential valid cognition. And direct valid cognition is defined as that which does not depend upon signs, indications, nor upon proof, and therefore is an object of direct, is a matter of direct experience. And essentially there are 10 forms of direct valid cognition. The first five of which are five varieties of sensory direct valid cognition, the second five of which are five corresponding varieties of mental direct valid cognition. The first of the ten is the sensory direct valid cognition, which is the apprehension of visible form, such as when an eye consciousness contacts an appropriate object, a visible form. And then there are analogously analogous situations with the ear consciousness and sounds and the nose consciousness and smells and so forth, so that there are also sensory direct valid cognition, which is the apprehension of sound, sensory direct valid cognition, which is the apprehension of smell, sensory direct valid cognition, which is the apprehension of taste, and sensory direct valid cognition, which is the apprehension of tactile sensations of touch. And these are direct in the sense that there is no need to discuss them. For example, if you have a taste, you don't need to engage in a matter of in discussion or analysis in order to determine whether you've tasted that taste or not. Then there are five corresponding mental direct valid cognitions. Dikapsu yingon sundela ngade. And these are quite subtle. These arise after the sensory contact, and therefore they correspond to the five senses. And these are referred to by the same terms of apprehension of form and so forth. In this case, it's mental direct valid cognition, which is the apprehension of form and so forth on up to tactile sensations. These five sensory direct valid cognitions are, of course, easy to recognize. However, the five mental direct valid cognitions are very subtle and difficult to recognize. And they occur in that unconfused, non-conceptual instant immediately after the generation of the sensory contact. And when in the moment thereafter there arises a thought, in the moment after the mental direct valid cognition, when it becomes conceptual, when a thought arises, this is no longer direct valid cognition.
Then you sumbat the rang ring on some cigarette. rang rang ngoy som tsema si jite shipa kandhi chi na rang rang rikpa rikza rikzi ni meba rang rang rikpa nyunza nyunzi ni meba rang rang nyunwa ten ra wola rang rik sikire penna nga su semla deva yona deva ti ta la tu mukupa yin ji da te mukupa rang 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 ngoy som da rang nyung do wo ten ra wola rang rik sikire Tene te na yin sem je deva yang rang rang nyung tu gu yore. Deva ta donga so rang nyung la tene rangrek sigre. Rangrek sigre te kande resa na. Deva ta donga so rang rang yin je te ma gu ba rang nyung la tene nyung yobese na rangrek yobare.
The third type of direct valid cognition is called self-cognizant or self-aware direct valid cognition. And this is an experience where there is no division between that which is aware and that of which it is aware. An example of this is an experience of pleasure or bliss. When one experiences pleasure, or for that matter suffering, there is no need for a sign or indication or a communication of this experience from outside. One experiences one's own pleasure or pain. And this is referred to in this context as direct valid cognition, which is self-aware or of self-awareness.
Teyam rarengosum temate rang nyamnyung rang nyamnyung namto len depe mantarva nyamnyung la tene
So, self-aware direct valid cognition refers to one's own experience within oneself that it transcends concept, that is non-conceptual in nature, and is therefore considered unconfused.
Tene yepa nanjur ngon somre, nanjur ngon somte gomba le somwa, gomba rab jenta le somwa le nanjur ngon somsegre. Gomba rap te gomlam re, rap te nthat, mar gomba rap te jolam re, jiktim ba gomba rap te jolam re, rap te nthat te jolam chuncho che mo re, rap te nthat le sonwa la tene nanjur ngon som sikre. Tuenda thongla thoba re. Thongpa ni ngon som tu thoba, da me pa ngon som tu thoba, to dra ma dra ra sem la tene nanjur ngon som sem sikre. Tene nga cho lan doga ma thok ta kot.
The fourth type of direct valid cognition is yogic direct valid cognition, and it is that which arises in the terms of the tradition at the end of the best. Now, and it is defined as that which arises within meditation, but specifically in what is called the end of the best meditation. Best here refers to the path of juncture as opposed to the path of accumulation. And the end means the end of the path of juncture, what is called the great supreme Jigten Chuchok Chemo. Jigten Chuchok Chemo.
Jolam.
The Jolam Gate. Jikten chuchok chemo ge tanye sonso.
Re, tanda gomba rab de jolam se.
Laso.
Jikten pa gom rab re jolam se. Dene rab jantha de jolam chuchok chemo. Gomba rab da rab jantha.
So, supreme here refers to the best or supreme mundane meditation. And the end of the best or the end of the supreme refers to this supreme mundane dharma. Great supreme mundane dharma, which is the end of the path of accumulation and the entrance into the path of seeing. So what is referred to by yogic direct valid cognition is the direct experience of emptiness, which is the path of seeing. And this realization of emptiness at that point is the only thing that one can really use this term to refer to. And as for this realization, if one has it, it's wonderful, and pleasant, and if one does not, that's difficult. One has to investigate to see whether one does or not.
Tene nangba lola nanjur pata nanjur metani yavare nanjur pata nanjur mayimba la ta gomba rap jen thale somo toda manturbe toda manturbe thema yona tene nanjur pata nanjur masigre nanjur pa nanjur ma mune chagre se min a
tene insa sadampo kas
are re re sadampo nere ite mena gomba rap jen thale somo toda manturbe Hipangondo Majorna, Nanjur Pata, Nanjur Matakpapare. Munemare. Takpapa.
In Buddhist tradition, there is this term of yogi and yogini. And the actual correct application of this term within Buddhist tradition is only to those who have experienced this unconfused, non-conceptual, direct, yogic direct valid cognition. Which occurs at the end of the vest, at this end of the path of juncture, and if one has reached that level, which is the first of the 10 bhumis, then one is an actual yogi or yogini, and if one has not, then one is merely a labeled, or say, what?
Putative.
Oh. One is a putative yogi or yogini.
Tene pone nanjur jewan so malare pata mati labje de matezo nanjur pata nanjur ma munere tsepa yomare.
So in the context of Tibet, the Lord of Yogis Nalarapa and the great yogini Machik Labje Drunma were indisputable and undisputed yogis and yoginis.
But the Jarvati Sanjel Yagre, Nanjur Namjil Lama.
But the supreme among yogis, of course, the number one yogi is the Buddha.
Yeah. Dene tate ngon som semi yeva yehye sorwa. Tene jiba se je de karre se ji so pa se. Tak ji so karre ji so pa re tak ji so pa pa. Ta tan ten se ge ji so pa pa. Ta tan ten se ge ji so ndro sem la. Tene jiba se ma se gre. Pena deya sepe ji ji je sepe ta je Mata par topa. Deva yopa ta je jungun to soma topa, jipa tsema. Jungun songi jipa segno. Sepa ta je mata pa topa te rangin je ten segre.
Jepa am sepa.
Jepa, sepa. Jepa, sepa. Rangin je ten se re. Tene devu ta je jungun to soma tokpa te tanda devu ten se re. Tene chik tan toma rangin len depa ten se ke tongpa yinpar. Chu tam je tongpa yinpar jepa sepa te la mamek pe ten se se gato. Rangin je ten se Devi tense, mamek betense, somji konsu dugre. Tele yem betense yomare. Rere la nanga yeva hajang manbuyere.
So, those are the four types of direct valid cognition. The other type of valid cognition is inferential valid cognition. And the Tibetan Jisupakpa means appraised afterwards. And after here means that inference must follow upon or must succeed some indication or sign and some proof or tensik. So what is... inference is defined here as that which that which is that valid cognition that is generated following upon a sign or proof. And there are basically three different types of proofs which are used, and they have innumerable varieties within them, but examples of them are the first is what is called a natural proof, and a natural proof, for example, is when to the argument that because something is arises from causes and conditions, therefore it must be impermanent. Then the second type of argument is the argument by result, and or proof by result. And in this case, one determines that because there is something present as a result, it must have been preceded by an appropriate cause. And that is called argument by result. Then the third type of proof is called, or maybe argument, is called the argument. Tī kāpsu mā mīkbē tēnsik tē, tēnsik tē rāngi ngō mā mīkbā yana, yana tēnsik lē tōpē shirāb tē mā mīkbā sēgī wāt.
Gāza mā mīkbā.
Gākcā mā mīkbā.
Gākza mā mīkbā.
Then the argument beyond reference, which refers beyond reference here or without consideration, refers to the fact that through the application of the proof or argument, that which is being refuted is refuted to the sense that it cannot be conceived of or cannot be conceptualized about. So I suppose you could translate this as a non-conceptual argument. And this typical of this is the fact that by determining that since the subject is neither a unit nor a many, since it is neither one nor many, it is therefore empty of true existence. And that is what's called mamikbe tensik, or argument by, I can say argument by, yeah. I'm sorry, too many voices. Non-perception? The not perceived? So how do you say it? So how do you say Mamik Betenzik? You don't know. Well, I don't know. Anyway, mamik betensik, argument without perception?
Gaza mamik.
Yeah. Mamik betensik, the... No.
Gaza mamik ba.
Gagja mamik ba.
Real. Sina denbar meyte sija. Sina ke chue nam chue chin denbar meyte chik toma da traversel sija. Gaza. Gaza te madrupare. Gaza mado pare tense kya chik thoda the mado pare mado pa mamik pa
thena the pejik song yore the pe de nana chik am dume rangjin de ni gajare gaja chik tan dume rangjin rebe
gaza
dere
gaza demba to demba to pa chik tan tamare
no so
te tharba te chik toma tan thar se de Chik da tuma mamik parawa, gaza mamik pare.
Oh, nasa.
Tuenda gaza madu pare.
Pena pechik sona, nene, pena chichin chiksha na nene sapa yungere. Pena...
Dunga chichin.
Dunga chichin.
Dunga chichin. Rangin chi mite, chik da tuma rangin len deba se.
Oh, nasa.
Ta te se yungdu, chik da tuma rangin len deba te tenchik rawa. Gaza denba trupare.
Gaza
dendrup te. Gaza dendrup. Gaza te dendrup re. Dendrup yin yang na chik yin gugudu. Yang na tuma yin gugudu. chik gaza te chik na tamar rangin le debe se na mado pare mamik pare tseme mado pare mamik pare raba
gacha mamik pa
gaza mamik pare
chichen mamik pa sege yo maro
gaza mamik pa da chichen mamik pa chikwan ro
chikpa to gare
re chichen te ta da mado pare pe na donga chichen denbar me te chik da tamar rangin le debe se se gada za den ro ina ye chichen rang yang mado pare
So, I asked Rinpoche to give an example so that I don't mislead you too far. To use a specific subject, and the subject he used was suffering. He said, and what he said was, the subject is suffering, then the statement about it is that it is without true existence, it is not truly established, and the reason is that it is beyond being either a one or a many. It is beyond being either a unit or a multiple, or a plural. And the basic point is if something is real, it must be either one or many. And therefore, if it is neither one nor many, it cannot be real. And then the application of the term what, unperceived? None what? Yeah, but just say one word. I can't hear it. 2 minutes. Not interest? Non-existent. Okay. Well, anyway, non-existent, not perceived. Anyway, this term mamikpa, that is the defining term with reference to this argument, refers, Rinpoche said, both to that which is refuted, which in the case of the example he gave is the possibly imputed reality of suffering, and to the subject, which in this case is suffering, because the nature of the refutation is such that the subject cannot be conceived of as truly existent. Did that help? No?
Then mamik pretends the yuma yang randong kapsu jihye gogre, mangbu jihye gogre.
And this Mamikpe Tensik will also be explained in following days when we go through the empty of self school. All of the Madhyamaka reasonings are this type of. What do you say for Tensik? Reasoning? All of the Madhyamaka reasonings are this type of reasoning.
Oh yeah, tabala tuben tani ne, ta jobala tuben tani xie zha song. Tabala tuben tani ne, jir xiza jini ba. Xiza lu yor du sarong jini ba ka zhe yor ba tam jie. Xiza jini ba tam jie dang. Sejra du kunzub jie denba ta. Sejra du kunzub jie denba ta da yu du ki ke lang na, yu du Di yobar de denbar yobar ke lang na kunzob denrob do ke lang na drone do pun thal do longa yin de di kap su yobar dan denbar yobar ke pa re denbar yobar se ni agre thal longa yin de seme madrob yin do yobar ke lang ma se kar se na kunzob je denbar re kwe che na ngo madrob re rikwe che na seme madrob yin do denbar yobar khe lang na dondo jintare khe lang se seme trupe yang seme trupe kunzob je denbar tinyi seme madrup jindo yobar khe lang se seme trupe kunzob je denbar tinyi Chik tan tuman la sope rikpe number chen yoba mayin noo ki kelana che pan thar lo ma te tan de chen da tra bo ji re che me tro pa kun zo ji de ba che tan kun zo ji de ba te tan yi de che me tro kun do che me tro pa kun zo ji de ba te ni kun zo ji de ba te den rup de che me tro na che me tro pa kun zo ji de ba te ni Chik tan tuma la sokpe rikpe chik todra tandel te re chik todra je rikpe chik todra je ten se che nambar che na yang takbar che na rikpe che na yopa mayi no shi ke lang na tande kunzok te tuon tambar mepa che yang mepar ke lang na sikana เจียงแม่บักเคลังนะถ้าตัวมันลงล่ะถ้าจะกูก็เจียงแม่บักเคลังนะเชฟเป็นทาร์ลงอ่ะยินเดี๋ยวเจียงได้เลยตัวนี้เตจุนเซนการ์ตัวนี้งบปนเจ็บไปจอดเคลังมาเสร็จงบปนนั้นเดินบัตรรถเต้เต้นี่จิกตัวจะเจริญไปเจียงแม่บักช้าสูงนะตัวนี้ตัวไปเชียร์เต้งบปนงบปนเดินรถเจ็บไปจอดรู้กันเลย เป็นน้ำบ้ามกระทะขี้เกลือเนาะเต้นนายนายยี่ตัวนี้ตัวไปเชียร์เต้งงบปุงบปุงขี้ซีช้าหนอเลยเนาะเต้นดาวบุมาเลยตัวนี้งบปุงเจ็บไปจอดเคลื่อนมาเสร็จการเรศนะงบปุงบปุงเดินบัตรงบปุงเดินบัตรเต้นนี่ตัวนี้ตัวไปรึเปล่าเจ็ดมีเจียมไม่ไปเคลื่อนนะเต้นนี่เจ็บปานหนอเลยเต้ตาบุนท่านยี่ปังไปเต้ตาบุนท่า ตักเชจินท่านี่ปังเปอมันลามนี่อมันลามยังตักปานี่อมันลามนี่ตะเวตรุปะเจปะเสบะยินอเตนท่านี่ท่านี่เลนเดปอมันลามนี่ตะเวตรุปะเจกุกุโดตรุปะเจปะตะเวเจกุกุรมาโดกอมเปเจโตกุมาเรตะกอมเปงงนี่ตะเวตรุปะเจกุกุโด ตาเวตุปัจเจปะเสบะยินโอยะอันเดรุดิเขตสรเตงกวนโพลดรุปติโยจิสาวะตักปะตะเมจิสาวะเจปะตะสงบะเรตักเขตจะทะวะเรโยสิเขลังนะตักตะเรเมสิเขลังนะเจตะเร
So that was all an explanation of abandoning the two extremes in the context of conduct. Next is abandoning the two extremes in the context of view. And if you assert that in general all knowables and in particular all varieties of relative truth exist. Exist here means exist truly or as a real in the final sense. Then this is falling into the extreme of superimposition. Then if and the reason that this is falling into this extreme is because it is the assertion of something to exist, that it is an assertion of existence that is not established by valid cognition. Here, valid cognition refers particularly to the analysis of the nature of relative truths that disproves their real or true existence. If, on the other hand, you assert that those relative truths established by reasoning do not exist at all. In other words, that they absolutely not exist. On the basis of these reasonings, such as disproving unity and plurality and so forth, disproving there being one or many, if you assert that they absolutely do not exist, this is falling into the extreme of extinction, the extreme of denial. And here, what is being referred to is a very subtle form of denial and a very subtle assertion of the extreme of extinction. And the reason that this is a such an extreme is it is the assertion of emptiness as a destroyer of substantiality, which means it's an assertion of an emptiness that contradicts the relative appearances themselves. And so what one must do to avoid these two extremes is to cut through elaborations by means of the view which is the middle way that transcends these two extremes. Now, cut through elaborations here refers to a process that has to occur in the assimilation of the view and cannot be done simply in meditation. In fact, it must precede meditation. And this subtle presentation of the two extremes here is drawn from a statement by Nagarjuna, or similar to a statement by Nagarjuna, which reads, the assertion of existence is the extreme of permanence, and the assertion of non-existence is the extreme of extinction.
Tene tanda tsema la ngon som da jipa xe bare. Ngon som tsema ye tan ti dokso xe na tene lorek sigre lo. Ning la lorek sigre. Tene lorek region ne region jam so le de te lorek region jam chi ning bo se ba chu. De la lo jong zo ko do. Tene ta la te bi jipa ke tin tin sigre. Tinchak yeh ba kya na, tini tarik kya gare?
Tarik.
Tini tarik.
Ta is in tawa?
Maare, ta, tinchak.
Oh, tak.
Ta. Tarik. Ta da zing maare.
Oh,
ta dan tinchak. Ta dan tinchak. Tini tarik kya gare? Jipa ka tinte, ta dan tinchak re. Ta dan tinchak yeh ba kya na tarik re. Yang tarik yang, rikyong jabzu nyingbo chi yeh ba re. Te yuma, tene, cheranso, lobjonso, inji tena jor tam de lobjon le lavu chagre sa.
Te rikshun jamso de ni, te tseme rikshun jamso.
Tseme rikshun jamso.
Te cha ni yore.
A.
Tseme rikshun jamso de la lorik rikshun jamso
dong. Mare mare te.
Mare.
Tseme rikyong jamso nani tsor duba re.
Tsor duba re.
Duba la nyingbo se.
O la so.
Rikyong jamso nyingbo na.
O la so. The presentation of these four types of direct valid cognition and their opposites, invalid cognition. This, the study of this is called lorik, or the study of the intellect. And this is presented in an ocean of treatises of reasoning concerning the study of the intellect. And then the study of inferential valid cognition is called the study of indications, or the study of inference by means of indications. And this is presented in an ocean of treatises of reasoning with regard to the study of indications. And these two texts have been drawn from the great treatise, An Ocean of Texts of Reasoning of Valid Cognition, which was composed by Joan Dunpe Song.
Chuta jam tu riyong jam tu le dupa.
So, Rinpoche. Okay. And these two texts were drawn from the larger one, were extracted from them or summarized by Rinpoche.
Yata sang sang randong randong dan yin dong de de ti za ba de jing de ni sang bong ye long dong de de ni jian zu yi de long de de mang bon dong na de sang le la wo yong de
so tomorrow Rinpoche will begin to present the empty of self and empty of other schools. So we'll recite the root text for this. First he will give the reading transmission and then we'll recite in English.
Te tabu yon tongba ni dani kakpa nguda mega cha. Tongi chukin gaza gagi ni tongso ngobu mato rangdong. Yeva sanang ni tongso chodo ngobu ngumi rang yin tong yin tong. San te sabi reba yon.
And Rinpoche says he hopes that we'll be able to get through that much tomorrow. You're very fortunate in having the opportunity to be able to receive and study this ascertainment of the view from the treasury of knowledge composed by Jangun Lodru Thay in this place, Pulahari, which was established by Jangun Lodru Chuchi Senge. So it's appropriate to cultivate joy in this, and by that cultivation of joy as well, you will accumulate merit.
Jagarto naro pinchi naro ko dense mere tene tanda de yang naro pe dense mere plar te tene yang ne che par chi te tende ya
so Pulahari was the name of the seat of the Mahapandita Naropa in India and is also the name of this place, which is very special and of great and greatly auspicious.
Tian jang gong bu ji kodong kum den la lob jong se ya de de den de ya po yi ka sang ma ji.
And as I said a few days ago, it is also very auspicious to study in the presence of jang gong bu ji's kodong.
Din ni jiran sun ju din sa rong ka hyo ni hyo pa ya yong din ni ta ba nang ngi lob jong zo.
So come up from the Bodha Stupa in the morning and study, and then find a quiet place under a tree and study some more. appearance. It's better to study in some solitude or isolation. There's a lot of work going on here, so it's better to go in a quiet place in the forest and study.
Dine sarong ka hyar te ya mama bo la tang de wa chim bu re khin lo khin chi hye wan zu lo pom pe man jung ne chu ja tha song de tin som mama ma sa za ma par che wa yi de tin chu tin sarong ka hyar jim pa kap so man lam tap de te bo la san ji chi te ba ta wa re bo tang bo le so chu nyam se len ba la tin chu tin de yan
The stupa in Bodh is very much connected with Tibet. It was built by the three sons of a poultry woman who, based on their aspiration to be reborn in positions to spread the Dharma to Tibet, were reborn as Kempo Chandrakshita, as Guru Padmasambhava, and as the king of Tibet, Trisung Detsen.
This is the chapter of the Sarong Kajur Dhanapalahari Nila Charanso, Yandro Chichichedu Yandro Mandro Se, Chudlobjong Se, Tisangkonsu Se Pate, Tichende Yapurina.
So it is also a special place. So it is good to travel up and down in between the stupa of Bodh and here, in order to be able to study in these places.
Tini kangba ni ti leka yapo leka ton yapo so. Kangba te la doya ke leka matam matu kangba leka te ton yapo yapo so.
Which also is making a meaningful use of your legs.
Tini chera so sang de malare pengi don gorche te so koyong gogo do yapo so. Neva so le ti ni.
So tomorrow, please, for those of you who have copies of the 10 songs of Milarepa, please bring them, because we'll be reciting them, and those of you who do not have copies will be given them. If anyone has not gotten any who's here, then please ask.
Yeah. Cover no nick do you? Yeah. Didn't it? Cool. Yeah. Cajeto. Do we? Yeah. They song? Sula. Ah. 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 Ah.
Now it'd be better if we meditated a bit.
Nanjurje wan so malare pe ran lo pujong tavar ya lami jamso tavar ya sarva manmi tavar ya nimi mero tavar ya yomi revo tavar hi yo hi so me yendo sem ramam to lu che ya.
Does someone have this conveniently translated? Otherwise, I'm going to have to ask him to go over it slowly. Can you just say it? Shalok Nga.
Yeah,
it's a verse. Because I won't, you know, I... Okay.
I can say it a lot.
Okay, can you just say it?
Yeah, rest like a child who's looking at a shrine hall. Rest like an ocean without the waves moving. Rest like the flame of a butter lamp that's brilliant. Rest like a corpse without any concern for the self. And rest in unmoving like a mountain.
Thank you.